Nathan Hobson, Soweto Hayes.
Soweto Hayes is probably my best for the day, so hopefully he can continue his good form.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Soweto Hayes is pulling away, is he, from Fast and Furious? And a great win by Soweto Hayes. It wins again.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha. That's what we do, the early mail today. We're racing in Mornington, and it is a gorgeous day in Melbourne town. I reckon they'd be loving every minute of it down at Mornington, Whitey.
Yeah, absolutely. First warm day for a while. Aidan Jolly is the Mornington assistant track manager. Aidan, good morning.
Morning, gents. How are you going?
We're all good, and I'm sure you would be as well because you've got a beautiful day.
Yeah, cracking day. Top of 23 degrees and obviously quite nice this morning, so looking forward to it.
Okay, well, what have we got?
So I come up with a going tick this morning of 9.8 with a shear of 11. So that puts us on a good four with plenty of juice in it. And probably by the time races come around, look at an upgrade to midway through the card.
Okay, so specifics on the penetrometer and all that sort of thing?
We don't do the peno anymore.
Okay.
The going tick's obviously been introduced. So, yeah, that's come up at 9.8, which puts us in that good four range. Anything sort of over 10 probably. Looking towards a good three range this time of the year. So, yeah, perfect conditions.
Terrific, Aidan. Have a good day today.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Aidan Jolly there, assistant track manager at Mornington. Ben Hayes. Yes, the big fella's back after a massive spring. Good morning to you, Benny.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We are well, mate. We are well. Always better for speaking to you on an early mail edition. What do we got today? We've got five going around today. A couple of those not very long into their careers. Careless Whisper's the first one. Race one, number five, had its first start at Mowi. What, about a month ago? Just shy of a month ago. That was a trial. The second was at Mornington, middle of the year in June. Back up today, first up. What are you thinking?
I'm really happy with her. We've given her time, and she looks to have grown and matured. She's drawn a nice barrier. She's got nice speed, and I think she's our best chance today.
Oh boy, straight into it. $1.50 it is too.
No mucking
around. Might need to juice it up though. $1.50 is a bit short for me, but winners are winners. Race two, number three, La Magnat is a chestnut written tycoon filly who's had a couple of starts in its career. Back up again today. What are you thinking?
Yep, first up, she ran first up in blinkers and probably just overdid it. Was a little keen the first half of the race, so I've taken them off and kept her at 1200. So, I think with the run under her belt and a bit of fitness on her side, you'll see a big improvement. Good each way chance.
Each way for race two, number three, La Magnat. Race three, number four is Classic Fastnet. Funnily enough, a Fastnet Rock Gelding, who is sixth on debut at Mornington a couple of weeks ago over the 1200 metres. Stays there today. Was 5.5 lengths off from last time. Can we improve on that?
Yeah, just first up was a bit green, got it wrong. It was in preschool. So
right.
with the run under his belt, I think he'll improve. And it was a bit wet that day too, and I think he'll be better on top of the ground.
All right, let's have a bit of a watch there. Race three, number four, Classic Fastnet. I like race five, number five. Doesn't matter what it is anywhere on the globe. The numbers add up. It works for me. And you've got Peerless running today, who last start was fourth at Seymour, only a length and a half off them. I think we can improve today, Benny.
Yes, I think we can. She's a horse that takes a couple runs into a prep to get fit. She might just need this run, but she'll be very competitive.
Needs the run. That's bad news for me. And then race seven, number two, is your last one today. Divine Diva, who is second up today. You finished second up last time out. It's first campaign. 1,400 first up was an interesting choice from you, Benny. Up to the 15 today.
Yes, she ran well. She hit the line nice. Drawn a nice barrier today. It's important at Mornington. So she'll get a good run and she'll enjoy that extra 100 metres. And, you know, she's a chance.
Well, she's second in the market at the moment at tab.com.au behind number one in that race. So you've got the best one is race one, number five, the Careless Whisper. If there was another one that you were sort of leaning to, if you take Careless Whisper out of it, Benny, which one would it be?
I'd go Classic Fastnet into La Magnat.
Righto. Classic Fastnet, race three, number four, and La Magnat, race two, number three. Benny, it's always nice to chat to you. You do great things for our listeners. They love you every single day. And on a day like this, we love you even more. Go get them.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Ben Hayes from the Hayes Davening Yard. Or is it just Hayes Davening now?
Yeah.
Where's David go?
He gone.
Should have asked him.
He gone. Hayes Davening.
Just Hayes Davening. Is that what's in the book? It is. Oh, no. It's DNB still.
Still
DNB. But anyway, good luck to you. Get involved. Race 1s, 2 and 3. Good options for you for the Hayes Camp today.